Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Janiszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic, though I'm suffering a little lag here. We seem to have gone from spring back to winter, at least momentarily.
And back to spring in the same day.
Yes.
Yesterday was Easter, and we always have a big bash at our house, and we had a record crowd of 25 people, and I had to put a post on Facebook today because the youngsters and actually some of the oldsters were doing chalk drawings on my driveway yesterday. And by noon today, we had 5 inches of snow on the deck, which I took a picture of that. And that's now down to about 1 inch 3 or 4 hours later. But one of the highlights is bocce ball. We forgot to bring those in yesterday, and they were just lumps on our lawn today, little snow bumps. And it's just pretty cool. Supposed to be 60 degrees by Wednesday, so all is good.
That's it. You know, that's what happens here in New England. I mean, I believe it was Mark Twain that said the coldest winter he ever had was summer in New England.
There you go. It's probably the warmest winter that he ever had, too.
So today we're actually continuing on what's been a theme for the last couple of episodes. We're going to be talking about mindfulness. And this is something that's become very big lately. There's hundreds of books about it. You hear about it on television. And it really is a very simple way to improve your work, your life, your health. And the results are actually quite amazing, given how simple it is.
Yeah, a lot of people have like a misconception about mindfulness that you got to sit there, you know, on a floor for half an hour, make like Buddha and be totally silent and so on and so forth. And mindfulness is as quick as just observing something that happened to you without judging it. And if you can do that and it changes your response to things, makes it a little bit more positive instead of an automatic reaction, that helps the whole picture with yourself. And that's how simple mindfulness is. If you can get into just some small practices where you just take a little bit of a breath or just acknowledge things without judging things when they happen to you as a practice, that's step number one to really help you. And then obviously if you can take a few minutes, a few times a day to just sit there in silence and breathe and that kind of thing, that helps out a whole lot too. But there's so many benefits to it, which we are about to discuss.
Yes, and as you just said, it only takes a few minutes to really get into this. I was reading a piece on this in the Harvard Business Review, and they were talking about how beneficial it is throughout your day if you just start a mindfulness routine. And what they recommend is scheduling 3 10-minute sessions for yourself throughout the day. So you're really not talking about a lot of time, just a 10-minute session where you can find a quiet place, focus on your breathing, and just relax and remove yourself from the daily hubbub, the stress, and you let that stress go, you focus on your breathing, and the results of this go far beyond that 10-minute period, because what they found is that you're better able to control what you're paying attention to. you're better able to avoid distractions by doing this on a regular basis. And something I personally feel is very important, you can let go of stress so much easier.
Absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is you let things build up just by automatically reacting to things without even thinking about it. If you just take that brief moment and knock some of those 60,000 thoughts that we have every day in our mind down by a few, it helps out a whole lot, because the bottom line is all we have is the present moment, which we talk about all the time. And if you let that present moment be filled of memories of stuff that's bothering you from the past or worries about the future, that's your choice. And if you can just take a deep breath and just put things in perspective and just appreciate what you're doing. I mean, we talked a little bit about the weather today, but it's absolutely gorgeous outside. And if you just sit there and observe what's going on with the snow, with nature and so on and so forth, that's a great way to take your mind away from stuff. And that is a form of mindfulness just by exposing yourself to that. So one of the best ways to enjoy mindfulness is to just take a walk in nature and enjoy everything about it.
Yeah, being able to separate from, you know, from stress, from fear, it really does great things for you. And I heard this great quote yesterday about fear. And it was, fear is not something that happens. Fear is how you're reacting to what happens. And by understanding that, and by taking the time to be mindful, you can actually reduce your fear, your worry, which in turn lowers your stress levels. And we all know stress affects everything you do. If you're overstressed, especially for a prolonged period of time, it affects your work, it affects your family, it affects your health. So if we can reduce that, every part of your life improves. And so many people don't do things because they let that fear overwhelm them to the point that they go, okay, no, I can't do that, you know. And if you can control the fear through mindfulness, so many opportunities open up to you, because now you're taking chances that you wouldn't have taken before when you let the fear win.
Yeah, and one of the best ways to address fear is to just stop for a second and ask yourself the question, is it really true? Because the bottom line is fear is normally based upon a past event or something that hasn't happened yet. And if you just ask yourself the question, is it true? Your mind will automatically start answering that question, and it's going to start debunking it. What do they call, what's fear is what? False evidence appearing real?
Like right.
One of the acronyms for that. And that's one of the best things you can do. Observe without judgment. That's really what mindfulness is. It's just a quiet moment of observation without judging anything. And it really helps you focus and put things in perspective. And it makes your brain operate so much better just by doing that.
Right. And as you said, one of the keys is it's without judgment. And it's more than, you know, not judging others. You're not judging events. And most of all, you're not judging yourself.
Yeah, we are our own worst enemies when it comes to that. So,
right. I mean, how many of us have spent far too much time going, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. And like, okay, you know what? You didn't do that. That's fine. You can't go back in time. You can't, you know, recreate it. So judging what you did is pointless. Mindfulness helps you let that go. And it's very important to let it go because, again, it's a major source of stress for most of us. And the less stress you have, the healthier you are, the better everything works.
Absolutely. And it's really based upon an awareness that, again, we are all very, very unique people with our own sets of talents. And if we can base our responses based upon that awareness of our talents and all the pluses going for us, that's really, really important in overcoming everything else. And if you can help other people do the same just by the way that you respond to them, you know, if you can compliment them instead of criticize them, look for the good in things and so on and so forth. Really, that's all a response that's based upon just having a mindful thought to begin with, so that you're pushing yourself in that direction instead of just automatically responding negatively like we've been programmed to do since mankind started walking the earth.
That's so true. We really are fighting so many years of training and almost a genetic memory to be negative and to criticize. And we really have to overcome that for our own good.
Absolutely. And you have to realize, you know, the word blame should just be thrown out, because it's really nobody's fault. It's just the way that we've always been. But the good news is that we have the choice to change that at any point in time. So blaming is one of the things that you can cure by being mindful. Again, blame is a response, just like criticizing and judging and so on and so forth.
And again, as we said, being mindful has so many benefits. And one of them, there's a piece that Wharton Business School put out about attention management. And it defined attention management as the practice of controlling distractions, being present in the moment, finding your flow, and maximizing focus so that you can unleash your genius. And the entire piece about attention management is how removing yourself for just a moment and looking at something without guilt, without blame, without emotion, and relaxing as you do it allows you to focus on the activities that you choose, block out distractions, and really, you know, people talk about getting in the zone. And that's what this is about. It's using mindfulness to get in the zone, get more done, be more productive, and feel better, both about what you're doing, about yourself, and feel better, you know, as a person. Because as we said, it does affect your health. In fact, you were mentioning something about mindfulness in doctors earlier.
Yeah, this is, obviously, I like to do a lot of research before we do these things, and you can Google the benefits of mindfulness, but obviously it talks about lowering stress, can help you make your grades better. It changes the brain in a protective way. But it talks about one of the things that really got me, says it could help your doctor be better at his or her job. And it says, doctors, listen up. So if you're out there, doctors, listen up. Mindfulness meditation can help you better care for your patients. Research from the University of Rochester Medical Center shows that doctors who are trained in mindfulness meditation are less judgmental, more self-aware, and better listeners when it comes to interacting with patients. And you all know that, you know, if you're looking for a good doctor out there, if you're going to interview a few doctors, you're going to want to go to a doctor who you're a lot more comfortable with. And a doctor you're more comfortable with probably practices mindfulness, whether they know it or not, just because of the way that they react to things and they work with patients, as opposed to automatically diagnosing and being, look out for this, don't do this, and so on and so forth. And, oh, if you got a little bit of this, chances are this is going to happen, that kind of thing. It's documented so much how people can heal themselves just through positive mindset.
Yeah, it really is amazing what the body is capable of if the mind will let it. And by doing meditation and by practicing mindfulness, you actually do unleash your body's own abilities to help fix itself. And you know, you mentioned doctors paying more attention and being more in tune, and it's so important. I stopped going to this one particular doctor. I went in for a checkup, and he asked questions about my diet, and he asked questions about my exercise. And then, when all was said and done, he tells me, "Well, what I want you to do is I want you to cut down on fried foods, and I want you to exercise." And I looked at him, And I just said, you're obviously not listening to anything I'm telling you. Because I've already said I don't eat many fried foods. And I'm exercising 3 days a week, at least. And he just is like, oh, like he wasn't even paying attention to the conversation we were having.
Yeah, and so often, I mean, you do things so often, repeat, repeat, repeat. It sounds like he was pretty much doing things mindlessly.
Yeah.
Automatically, because that's what he's supposed to do. I mean, obviously, what's a doctor supposed to tell you? Eat healthy, exercise, and so on and so forth. And, you know, one of the things mindfulness does is it helps you listen to people a whole lot more and try to understand what they're talking about instead of having your next response right there. I mean, obviously, doctors do it, and we all do it from time to time where, you know, we're so excited or just want to get our thoughts out, and we don't listen to the person that we're looking at.
Yeah, that's what happens. And you see it a lot, even in just simple conversations, where people are focusing more on, well, what do I say next, than what the person is saying to them. And if you're actually listening and you're focusing on the person who's talking, most times what you need to say next will come naturally. But you're focusing so much on that rather than being in the moment and being part of that conversation.
Yeah, and therefore, one of the greatest benefits of mindfulness is improved relationships. It's a great way to improve upon your relationship building, because the bottom line is relationships are based upon knowing, liking, and trusting. And the best way you can possibly develop those with people is to show genuine interest in them. And the best way to do that is just listen without judging and keep engaged that way with those people. And the bottom line is, it won't be crystal clear to you if you do not want to deal with them in the future. But if you come up with the reputation of being a listener, caring about other people, giving unconditionally because of that, relationships, positive relationships, are one of the biggest benefits of practicing mindfulness. And it's just on a talk-by-talk or instant-by-instant basis. It's just listening sentence-by-sentence to what the other person is saying and genuinely showing interest in what they're doing and respecting what they're talking about.
Absolutely. Being part of the conversation, and again, not, as you said, not judging, just listening to what's being said, is such a big part of an ongoing relationship. Listening to what's being said rather than focusing on, oh, well, what am I saying? What am I going to say? It really does affect your business relationships, your home relationships, because people want to be listened to. And if you can do that, they enjoy being around you.
Yeah, you actually become more compassionate yourself, and people recognize that in you. And the bottom line is there's a great, great self-benefit to being compassionate about others. And the best way to do that is through mindfulness, because that's where caring comes from. It's just analyzing, and your response is to care. And that's based upon thinking about that, paying attention to it, and just doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Now, I've spoken to a number of people, and I've seen a trend of people not being able to get into the moment. And usually what takes them out is technology. A phone ringing, a chime saying you've got email, this need to check Facebook constantly to see, you know, to see what's going on. And there's a lot written about this as well, that in order to really get the benefits of mindfulness, you need to control your technology. People have seemed to have forgotten that the technology is there to serve us. It's there so we can get our emails whenever we want to. It's there so that we can contact somebody when we want to. not so you're available 24/7, and whenever the technology says there's something there to pay attention to, you have to jump at it. So one of the things we really have to do is understand that an email comes in, a phone message comes in, it can wait.
Yeah, one of the acts of mindfulness that you could put into practice is to turn off getting notifications.
Absolutely. Stop having those constant notifications, your phone buzzing all the time, saying, oh, this is going on, this is going on. For the most part, I have my phone set. You know, if a phone call comes in, I'm notified. If a text comes in, I'm notified. Email doesn't notify me. I have to go to it to go, okay, I want my email now. What's there? Facebook, I get no notifications on my phone. I've turned them all off. Because I only want the notifications that are absolutely critical. And if it's not absolutely critical, it can wait till I'm ready to deal with it.
Yeah, I keep my phone on mute, and I have all of the notifications turned off also. And the bottom line is again, if it's important enough, they're going to get to you anyway. And the best thing you can do is just put yourself into a routine where you're checking things on your terms, just as you said, rather than, oh, this thing just buzzed, I got to see what's going on. And, you know, we've talked about time management and other skills and so on and so forth. Letting those notifications control you is a way of multitasking in the most negative of ways, because it takes you away from what you're supposed to be doing and what's most productive for you.
Right. And something to remember is that, you know, most smartphones have what they'll call a notifications center. If a notification comes in, if you don't check it, it'll wait for you. You can go check them when you're ready. They don't need immediate attention. And it's something that builds upon itself. If you react to everything immediately, if you return an email immediately on a regular basis, if you return phone calls immediately on a regular basis, people start to expect that from you. You need to set the expectation that, yes, you will get back to them in a reasonable amount of time, but you cannot be available 24/7. You have to be able to focus on work. You have to be able to focus on your relationships. You have to be able to focus on yourself. And you can't do that if you're always reacting. You have to be proactive. And so many of us just automatically just react to our phone, our email, our computers. And we really have to take the time to understand that, yes, we do not have to do that. We can set up times that we will check our email and get back to people. We can set up schedules where you have to do X, Y, and Z today. You're doing those. And then after those are done, you'll return messages, you'll return emails.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest benefits of a mindfulness practice is arising your own personal productivity and your own sanity.
Yes.
So, you know, it's improves your ability to fall asleep at night. There's different things that you can do then. Instead of, you know, watching TV and eating and stuff like that right before you go to bed, if you can just sit silently for 10, 15, 20 minutes, or, you know, even five, just breathing or whatever and rehashing the positives for the day, that's a great thing for you to do also. There's a lot of different benefits out there. We can go down a whole long list, but we don't have time to do that right now. But it's just so important to just do this really for your own personal sanity, to decrease your own stress, to really have a great feeling of your own well-being.
Exactly. And one of the things you do need to do is to exert some control over your environment. Block out distractions. You talked about what to do before going to sleep. Certainly don't use your smartphone, your computer, your tablet, because just the light from these things screws up your circadian rhythms and keeps you from falling asleep. Take between 5 and 20 minutes before you go to sleep and just relax. Turn out the lights, turn off the television. Just be alone with your thoughts for a few minutes, focus on your breathing and relax. And you'll be amazed at how much easier you fall asleep, and you'll get better sleep. And we've talked about this on other episodes, that sleep is so important to your overall well-being, that this leading into a good night's sleep, you wake up more refreshed, you wake up more relaxed, which in turn makes it easier to be mindful that next day. So it really is this self-feeding cycle. Once you start doing it, it promotes itself. It makes everything easier. It makes it easier to do it more. And then it makes it easier to get rid of stress. It makes it easier to relax. You're more relaxed, you have less stress. It's easier to do mindfulness, which again reduces the stress and puts you in that cycle. And it's a really good cycle to be in because you're more productive, you're healthier, and you can do more.
Yeah, there really are no negatives to mindfulness.
And it really is amazing how many positive effects come out of something so simple. People will have said, oh, well, you know, I can't meditate. I don't know how. All you have to do is sit quietly and breathe. That's it. There's big trick. There's no, you know, you don't have to be a yogi. You don't have to sit in a particular position. You want to sit cross-legged on the floor? Fine, do that. You want to sit on a comfortable couch? Do that. You want to plop down in your favorite chair? Do that. You want to lie on your bed? However you're most comfortable doing it, it works.
Right. And a lot of times, again, you say, I can't do it. And it's maybe not for 20 minutes, like you said, but can you do it in the moment? We overcomplicate things. And the word simplicity is so, so important. And mindfulness is as simple as just a single observation without judgment in the present moment. That's really mindfulness in its simplest form. And if you can get yourself into a habit of just doing that, understanding that in the first place and doing that, it goes a long way towards everything else.
All right. If you don't have time for a full meditation, you don't have time to take 30 seconds, close your eyes, breathe. Every one of us can spare 30 seconds. And that's all it really takes. All right, so we're coming up on the end of our time. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway you want our listeners to have this week?
To just make a habit of mindfulness by observing the moment without judging. And the bottom line is once you learn to do that a little bit more, and so on and so forth, you are going to turn that into a really, really great practice for yourself. But just start by observing the moment and enjoying the moment for what it is. That's the simplest form. Build on it.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway for me is just take that moment and do it. If you know, even if you can't do something on an ongoing basis, take a few seconds, take a moment. The benefits you get from just taking a short moment are so big that it's going to encourage you and make it easier for you to take more moments. So start small and build from there, and you'll see the benefits in every part of your life. It really is something that has to be experienced. You've been listening to The Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. We're also available on the Apple Podcasts app as well as the iTunes Store and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.